Ladies and gentlemen, and now for something completely different. Please welcome to the stage the mighty Fairport Convention.
Good evening.
Remember us?
It's that time of year. And we've got a very apt opening song which is leading us up to the weekend. It's about a certain bell in a certain church tower in Cropredy. In Cropredy! Fabulous. The song's called The Festival Bell.
Dusty corners of the library of our repertoire of life. And here's one such.
Is it that one dusty
I did,
called?
I didn't print it big enough, did I? I'm going to reprint tomorrow night's set. Much, much bigger.
Thank you.
standing with it.
Approaching the harvest, and in about a month's time, the organ lofts of the church will be groaning with donations of cans of condensed milk to celebrate that wonderful thing, the harvest. But long before this custom place, there was a song about the renewing cycle of life, which is brought into such sharp focus by the gleaning of the fields, the fruition of the crops, of the orchards, and such like. And, well, we'll do this song.
Tom and Nicole, Chris Leslie. Huge boss.
Signed a contract saying 7:30 start, and we turned up and we got this much songs to fit in. And they said, you can't start for 8 because that's what we printed on the tickets and the posters. So if we can ditch Walk Off, should we just pretend we did it? Okay. No, we'll do it. We'll just do the
short version.
Yeah, short version.
We could do the last chorus.
No, just do the short version.
Okay.
We'll see if we can do a really short version for you.
You know, if we'd have done the lot, the reaction would have been the same.
Everyone's a winner.
Okay, so what you got for us? Now, that thing like starting at 8 o'clock instead of 7:30, we have this regime of airports. We meet in the dressing room like half an hour before we run. We do group chanting and group meditation and stuff like that. And when that half an hour makes such a lot of difference. Tonight we've missed it, so anything could happen.
Yeah, even songs about the Scottish succession in the 14th century. Let's go.
Thank you.
song was for our dear friends from Scotland, Alan and Wendy, and it's good to see them here. I did tell them Splashed Tober earlier on in the gents, and it was a real honour, and it's great to see you here, in the flesh, as it were.
And I thought it was a really wise move of you to move down to the southwest.
So here's Jewel in the Crown, one of a song which was very popular for us way back in 1985 or something like that. And
No, it wasn't written until 1993, so unless you're in a different time zone.
Oh, yes. 1993, yeah, that's right, yeah. I thought about it in 1985. I thought one day we'll have this great song written by Julie Matthews, which will catapult us into
I think what we're conflating here is the idea of the release of that earth-shattering series of books which led on to the Merchant Ivory movie called The Jewel in the Crown. See what I did there? Saved his bacon and yet threw in a literary reference.
That's incredible. That's the Chipping Norton factor. It's like here in Banbury, we just, you know, the jewel in the ground to us was just a curry house.
We are a proud land. We stand for freedom. We've got the franchise on our weekend. We've got the history and books to prove it. Yes, a mountain and we will move it. We run the waves and the seven seas. We bring the money shade to the knees. We offer hope and inspiration.
Yeah.
song from a village that's not afraid to do a bit of Morris dancing every now and again. I'm talking of Adderbury, just up the road. They've recently increased to 3 Morris sides in the village now. Fabulous. And this is a song from the tradition. It's about going out and having a good time with your mates, as we hope you all are tonight. Fabulous. And it's called The Happy Man. For those of you who might be wondering, this is in fact sung to a stick dance. They dance and sing at the same time, we don't.
Why not?
Chris can, I've seen him do that, he can do that. Yeah. I've tried, but...
Now that is that man that's free from all care. He loves to make a merry, he loves to make a merry. From the top of the beer, with his pipe and his friends, popping hours away, singing song after song, till he ends the new day. He can love, dance and sing, and smoke without fear, till he's happy as a king, till he ends the new year.
Too much on stage, but we're going to now. Going to play a little bit of some backing track music into the introduction to this next song. But we did record the backing track ourselves, so this is really time shifting. It's like watching a TV show when you're out of the house, having recorded it earlier. So we're not really there. We're not guilty about either part of it. Anyway, the song's called Follow and Go, and let's have a pop.
Thank you. when she has gazed from castle windows on to watch the daylight fading beneath her captive walls. And with no one to heed her call, the evening hours fill with an evening sun, and in a lonely moment no resemblance will be gone. And the last of all days of precious freedom forfeit on the poor, to live such fruitless years behind our big door. But those days will last no more. Tomorrow, at this hour, she will be far away, much farther than these islands or the lonely father.
This next is by Ralph McTell.
Dear
Ralphie. I remember him so well. Those lingering afternoons on the Côte d'Azur. Smell of cooling tobacco and cheap scent. No, it's not about that at all. Where were we? Yes, Ralph McTell, the Wild Hair Corner. I'm sorry, I've made a mistake here. It is a drop. This is a song that Ralph was inspired to write having seen a TV program. So you know the story. It's about nautical adventures of a successful kind, unlike most of the ones we do about shipwrecks and death. Wild Cape Horn.
Each rise and fall, each cry and call, the coast past the thorn. sails swooping across the deck of the ship our king God sailed around Cape Horn. Though our deck was a dusty corn mill, my mast was a telegraph pole. Crashed upon the deck, and the screaming wind split boats and spars and tried to have us wrecked. But she rose and fell through storm and swell, the sails all ripped and torn, 8,000 tons tossed like a boat.
Around the white gate,
born. Born, born, and a hundred.
for now.
Okay, from the Festival Bell CD, we've got an instrumental. It's named after Peggy's dad and my dad, which is Albert and Ted, who were great pals. They worked at a school together in Birmingham where my dad was head of English and Peggy's dad was head of everything else, I suppose. In actual fact, I don't know if I've told the guys this, but my dad's full name was actually Albert Edward Sanders, and he opted for the Edward part, so he ended up getting called Ted. Which is just as well, really, because otherwise he'd be called Albert and Albert. Confusing to a stupid people. Albert and Ted. Hope you like this. Oh, that tick-tock tick. Already now we're poised, ladies and gentlemen, like a coiled spring.
Big boy Conway, ladies and gents. Some other things which were treated in Charlotte Street.
I went to Wigmore Street myself.
This was a musical item he introduced to us, not some disease. And it's a beautiful song. It was collected via Swarbrick from the Copper family from Rottingdean in Sussex. And it's a lovely little love song called The Banks of the Sweet Primroses, and if you know the chorus, or if you know it, please have a sing, because singing makes you feel good, unless you're me. When I hear myself singing, I just want to play the bass. Really. But The Banks of the Sweet Primroses. Thank you.
Youngsters, you know, some of us, you know, have to run off and do things like clean our teeth and stuff like that. And we do have some programs for Croppery for sale, and you know, you can find out what's going on if in the interval if you're interested. And we'd like to leave you with a song written by two guys who wised up at an early age and left our band, Dave Swarbrick and Richard Thompson. They went on to do great things in their own right, as you all know. But because we're nice guys, we still sing their songs in order to earn them further royalties. So this is a Doctor of Physic from Forbes. Thanks very much.
So we had a nice interval.
Yes,
we're going to start off with a tune about a fiddle player. Is anybody here from Scotland? Fabulous. Well, this is for you, especially. It's for all of you, of course, but especially for anybody north of the border. I'm a Mendia here. It's about a fiddle player from Shetland. His name was John Gowdy.
John Gowdy was a fine man, just the sweetest toys. And as the crowd had learned, the town is full and heated walls. They danced the top, they danced the cows, they put the jewels around. And all the bells and shook the bars, no one took you fast. When John broke his old soldier and seen his life before, he ran out to let me show, built himself a tune. John his line of fame. This will not be on the ice so soon.
literally shot, cut to the second shoe. It's not the such a beautiful girl, thinking in his mind. Then she was living on stage with a job he couldn't find. But now he was born to be full of rage at the heat of the blazing sun. In the cold grounds nearby, found the gun of
thank you.
to the high fair for December. I noticed a maid in the very next room, and I hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then riding a night with a farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, a heartbeat in my throat. She was dry, my master fed, and I gave him full measure. Corn in the field, my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, with it my desire. Drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried to the farm. The borders in the winter melted.
Well, we seem to be in a little patch here of love songs, and I said, "Hope is it giving you a kind of a nice glamorous vibe in the audience?" There, this next song is it's about people being separated because of the need to look for work. The two people in question, there's a beautiful young girl in Ireland and a very handsome young chap over there, and they fall in love, but he has to come over to England for work, to look for work, and he's hoping very much that he can bring his girlfriend with him, but he finds out that she is in fact off with her whole family to America to find better prospects there, and so they probably don't even see each other again. That was the right reaction, thank you. It's a song for Miss, if anybody here tonight was missing anyone for any particular reason, it's for you. It's called My Love Is in America.
There's a picture of
Sophie Hopper, lovely song.
And keeping in the love theme, there's another love song. This time a bit of a different situation. It's about, there are many songs in the folk tradition about women dressing up as blokes to go and follow their loved one, or to do something, to be in a place where they shouldn't be technically. And this song is about the girl who heads off in man's attire to be a rebel and join the local male Morris dancers. And it has a, it's a love theme as well, you'll hear. It's a brand new song for us, and it's called Love at First Sight.
We're just worrying a bit about this. This is its first performance ever.
Shut up! Don't say that!
The last time you launched a ship, it was called the fucking Titanic.
Well, it's actually the Titanic.
Such a love at first sight.
Thanks a lot. This is a set of jigs now that I wrote when I was sober in the 70s, before my life changed dramatically. And luckily the rest of the guys, they can remember it. And so we're going to attempt to play James O'Donnell's jigs for you. And we're going to do this tomorrow night with Martin Barr, our friend from Jethro Tull. But he doesn't know that we're going to be doing it. He doesn't know that he's going to be doing it. So any of you coming tomorrow night?
Yes!
You're stopping over? So here's James O'Donnell's jigs. This is incredibly difficult, by the way. And it's in a very strange key. What key is it?
It's about 2 inches up.
Yeah. I've never understood that, you know, because his 2 inches is, well, I was going to say smaller than mine. Instrument-wise, you know.
Thinks is his last night on earth, so it's quite reflective. It's written by Dave Swarbrick, and it's called The Self Song. There's a tiny little window where the sun comes shining through, dancing with frightened.
bed that I must lie on, when at night I take my rest, and the chair for me to sit on through the day. The men who wait beside me always know what's best for a man who doesn't have too much to say.
Chris does a fantastic job in bringing that song back to life.
Yeah.
And then if just by chance, if that's the first time you've had an experience of a song from the Batman Lee album, we did take it out on the Winter Tour and performed the whole suite in its entirety on the Winter Tour. And there's a live album of it, including that song. But this song is one that Chris wrote back in the 90s. That's not his 90s, obviously, that's the 90s. It's called The Wood and the Wire.
Inspired, but heard the truth in the wood and the wire.
he was under the spell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire to take the man, dreams in his fingers, power in his hands. It was power than laughter, rather than fire. It was the promise of lives in the wood and the wire.
It's a bit unclear on my out of focus set list here. He's supposed to be telling you about this next song. Oh shit. It's me. And I've got to change guitars and everything. Would you like to tell her about the song What You Wrote?
This is a song about another happy sailing song that ends in disaster. One of those things that you'd never go in a boat if you heard just these songs. It's about Lord Franklin, his mission that went very wrong indeed. It went so wrong he disappeared. That's worse than my geography, that is, actually. And it was a big mystery at the time, and many ships left from around the world to try and find them. One particular vessel left England in 1850 called HMS Investigator. And good name that, isn't it? It's a British good name that. You know what good names. And they didn't help, the name didn't help them because they got lost as well. They got terribly lost up there. And so bad was it, they had to overwinter for 3 years on the show. Imagine us not having to be here for 3 years now.
Yeah!
Anyway, it's a song that takes its name from the spot where it all happened, a place called Mercy Bay.
£10,000 a price was set to buy the author's passage goes out. So many ships have tried, and yet the ice falls in love. In 1953, the bears and boots and
go down.
Three mounds looked out to the sea, the names written in copper on blue. And we sailed away,
we sailed on the morning star, the dark
and the sun.
Jerry Conway on drums. Jerry. Chris Lessie, author. We got it.
Thank you. We got the other instrumental from the one of the other instrumentals from the Festival Bell CD. This is one of the other instrumentals which would have been named after my dad and Peggy's dad had their names been Danny and Jack. But they won't, so it isn't. It's named after a popular beverage, a health drink and vitamin supplement called Jack Daniels. Which I should be having refreshing Jack Daniels very shortly, in about 4 or 5 minutes' time. See you at the bar. So this is a number which heavily features our wonderful rhythm section. It features Peggy's dad's son on bass guitar. And Jimmy's got strong on the drums. I wonder if it's fair for the intersection. Give me a round of applause. Just listen to them go as we attempt to play for you down the tracks report. Thank you very much.
Mr. Rick Saunders.
Please control yourselves. Oh, you are doing that.
Submitting to Eurovision. Year on year, it just fails to make the final cut. I understand why. I did write off to the Optimist Society once, but I was never really expecting to get a reply. This next song, according to my out of focus list, might perhaps be significant piece of musical artillery to bring to bear on the audience at this point. So loaded is it with resonances from different lineups, many decades, and an awful lot of pithy truth condensed into a few short words. However, as I've shot my voice by singing overmuch in the first half, I'm now going to fall into the trap of explaining and complaining. But I do apologise for my forthcoming vocal performance on this, because it's just all gone a bit tonight. Not so long ago. Probably detected that already. But we'll have a go, because we don't mind, because we're all friends. And the spirit is the thing that moves it. And it's a lovely song. And on a good night, or even on a bad night, it brings a little bit of Sandy Denny back into the world, which is a good thing. Well, who knows where the time goes?
Across the evening
birds of evening. I have no favorite time.
Well, can we call it? Come on. Thanks to Rick for the string arrangement. Ricky.
You're right, nice having you.
We have the traditional song, the wassail song, which you know, we used to play it as a traditional song, but because we've got Martin Barr coming to play with us tomorrow night, we thought we'd kind of put it into Jethro Tull time signature, which means none of us know where beat one is, or we're all without a clue on the song. It's like a miracle that we can start together, but finishing together is has proved to be difficult. It's incredibly complicated. So we'll need you to really respond in a big way about this. You know, like as if we're folk rock stars, old folk rock stars, and it's our hometown. Like four fifths of us live in Oxfordshire, and then our drummer's got more money than us, so he lives near Gatwick. Mr. Jerry Conway, ladies and gentlemen. This also goes out for, it's called the Wassail Song, but sometimes when I'm over-refreshed, I announce it as the Walsall Song. So if there's any people from the Midlands in tonight, any Brummies in?
Yay!
Have you moved to Banbury for your holidays? So this is for you, the Walsall Song. That's very good.
Thank you.
This next one, the anti-penultimate, is a song which was in hiding for many years. It was on the Legion Leaf album and never found a place in the band's touring repertoire, if my memory is anything to go on, which frankly wouldn't be tuppence for, but in a car boot sale, even in, you know, Mr. Village. But this is a worthy bit of an addition to the repertoire. It was brought about by your good selves, because when we brought out the, we were planning the album by popular request, which came out last year, celebrating the 45th anniversary. I'm sorry, I hope you're keeping up with the back there with your notes. This was one of the songs which was suggested by you. And it was a bit of a surprise, because it was out with our experience as a touring band. But although it's called Farewell, Farewell, it's not the last number, so there's no hidden agenda here. Except the song, of course, which itself is a hidden agenda, because nobody knows what it's about. We're just empty vessels resonating the sound through which the song passes from author to listener. You be the judges of this. You deconstruct the inner meaning of the narrative thrust. You create your own pictures from what is remaining.
I must confess,
I must agree with you, madam. Concise construction.
I'm not that much of an empty vessel myself, you know. Yeah.
Farewell, farewell to you who are here, you lonely travelers all. The cold north wind will blow again, the winding
Thanks, we've had a really good night. Sorry, we're kind of a bit under rehearsed because we haven't played for about 3 months, and you know, at our age, that's a long time. We have to be reintroduced to each other. Really. I knew somebody owed me a fiver. I couldn't remember who it was. You know. But we're going to have a great weekend. You're all coming to Cropredy, aren't you?
Yes.
And you know, thanks for coming to the warm-up gigs. Thanks to our wonderful crew, Owen on monitors, and the wonderful Johnny Gale on the lights. All the guys that make our the weekend coming up so good, you know, and the staff at the mill for having us back this year, you know, because we've been naughty, we went somewhere else last year, but nobody told me where it was, so I know where it is. So thanks for coming. Chris has got his banjo on, his banjo's at the mill, and here we go.
Thank you.
the very next balloon, Matty struck no more. Here's the only word for me, son, that was me, and he said, the best of the smile, the way that any more taught me. Thank you very much. Hello, Daniel Chaps. Evening, Federation. Monday night. More to come. Watch this place. Rick Sanders. Chris Leslie. Sir Gerald Conway. My Lord David of Peg.
We've got an anonymous assignment, John Bruckley with Nicko. Wonderful John Bale. Ellen, the Chaps, chiefly your good selves. This is hotter than the steam bath at Bannatyne's, as the sources say. Not that I go.
Oh, he's posh, isn't he? Oh, he's let the veil drop there for a moment, isn't he?
The one over the road's like much cheaper and more popular.
You seem to be a bit of an expert on all things to do with people disrobing in public, sharing steamy, sweaty places together. I suppose it's a hobby, isn't it?
But yeah, you know, Crouch Street's like that.
Okay, community singing practice commences now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls, now is the time for you to clear the throats and get ready for goodness and a little bit of choral singing. This is the one which we will be hopefully spared, be singing on a field, just that way, in a couple of days' time.
So soon.
We mean it, and I know you do too, so thank you.
We used to sing, but come the day, we'd all be making songs. Fine and burning wood,
See you tomorrow, we'll see you at the weekend. God bless.